Quentin Johnson's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
The Anomaly is by Hervé Tellier.
Tellier, yeah. And I want to start this by doing a couple of quick quotes, and I've got a reason for doing it. The first quote from this book is actually from a character in this book. He says, "A true pessimist know that it's already too late to be one." That's one. And the second one, he says, he's talking about the internet, he says that freedom of thought on the internet is all the more complete now that it's clear that people have stopped thinking. Now, the reason I did those quotes is because this is an unusual thriller, and it's entertaining, and it's a page turner, and it's exciting, but it's also quite funny. He has these little pokes at ex-President Trump and at Macron and the French themselves. So the story is there's a plane which has left Paris and it's on its way to New York and it's approaching JFK Airport, and it hits a kind of a cyclone. It gets turbulence and it gets slightly damaged. And as the pilot, then he gets through this cyclone and it breaks into sunshine, and the pilot's trying to land, talking to air traffic control. He gives his call sign and the name of the plane and his name and the co-pilot's plane, and it becomes apparent to the air traffic controller that this plane that's landing in June of this year has already landed in March of this year. And this is a thing it takes you a little while to get your head around. And the best way that when I finally got what it was all about, a little bit anyway, when later one of the psychologists, when they're trying to explain it to someone, they say, it's like you have a photocopier and you have the original in the photocopier and then you press the button and it scans and a copy comes out. But this copy has come out 3 months later. So the plane that lands in June is exactly the same as the plane that lands in March. Same people. Everything's the same. The DNA is the same. So he takes the story of that from there. What happens to these people? What do the authorities do with them? And there's a religious aspect. There's a whole chapter, which is how rabbis and Catholic priests and Hindus get together and see if they can find out how they can approach this problem. There's actually a complete duplicate of somebody in the world. And it's an absolutely cracking good story. It's such a good story. It's the best book I've read this year by far.
Some of the characters that are used to sort of tell what the theory behind what's happening on, as you say, you've got psychologists, you've got religious leaders, you've got all sorts trying to unravel this.
Yeah. And the thought is that one person brings up the idea of there's about six or seven different scenarios that it could be. Somebody says it might be a wormhole. Eventually they seem to come to the idea, which is where the kind of philosophical aspect comes in part, that this means that we are all a computer simulation. Some entity has created this universe, this world. And then what's happened in this particular instance is there's either a glitch and there's been a repeat of a whole plane with its people inside, or it's some sort of test that this entity is giving us. And if we can work it out, that's fine. If we can't work it out, then he will delete the program. In other words, we'll all be exterminated. And that's something he grapples with. But, you know, he also talks about the people in March, they meet when they meet each other, meet themselves in June, and they do eventually meet. There's a whole lot of problems associated with this. I mean, there's a woman who's got a child. Well, who looks after the child? There are now two exactly the same mothers. There's one quite gripping story about a guy who's a hitman, who's a rather nasty character, who starts to believe that his best way forward is to kill his other self.
Goodness.
For a variety of reasons.
It's really, really clever, and not surprised that the author's a poet, mathematician, and a former science journalist. Thanks, Quentin. And the book is The Anomaly by Hervé Tellier. Letelier, it is published by Penguin Random House, $37 the price.